Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm. May I please speak with Cindy Foglio?
Yes, how can I help you? Go ahead.
It's about the upcoming elections for president, U.S. Senate, the state legislator, and other local offices in November. The survey takes 5 to 6 minutes to complete. Will they have a few minutes to participate?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for taking the call. First of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislator, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
Yeah, I will vote.
Almost certain? Okay.
Yeah.
And in what year were you born, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
Oh, I was born in 65.
Thank you. And what is your race or ethnicity?
Hispanic.
And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump. I know I'm Hispanic, but I'm sorry.
And thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for a state senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Probably go for the Republic.
Okay. And I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm and favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, just let me know, okay? Okay,
yeah.
First one, Greg Abbott. Do you recognize the name, Greg Abbott?
Yes, 100.
100, okay. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
50.
Ted Cruz, from 0 to 100?
100.
Donald Trump?
100.
Adam Hinojosa, from 0 to 100?
I don't know who he is.
You don't recognize him? Okay. And the last one, Morgan Lamantia.
No, we don't recognize him.
Okay, thank you. And will you say you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor? Is that strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly approved.
Will you say you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan Lamantia is doing as a state senator, just based on what you have seen or heard? Strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
And thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Colin Aldred and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom will you vote?
Cruz.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom will you vote?
I'll stick with Ted Cruz.
And if the election for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Myra Flores, for whom will you vote?
Oh, I don't know who they are, sir.
Oh, but just if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Democrat, Vicente Gonzalez, or Republican, Myra Flores? For U.S. House.
Myra Flores.
Okay. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Morgan Lamantia or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
We'll go Mr. Hinojosa.
And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75% now. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislator. Please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. A high priority, a medium priority, or a low priority, or not a priority at all for the governor and Texas state legislator. Just 5 issues. The first one, ensuring access to affordable, quality healthcare. Do you think that issue should be a high priority, medium, low, or not a priority?
A high.
High priority. Securing the border. How would you rate that? Supporting South Texas jobs and wages.
High.
And the last two, supporting reproductive healthcare choices for women.
High.
Supporting public schools is the last one. How will you
rate that? That's high, for sure.
Okay. And lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. Thank you again for your patience. Thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for a state legislator. After each, please tell me if you will be more likely to vote for this kind of candidate or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. The first one, a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for that candidate?
More likely.
Much more or just somewhat more?
Much more.
A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border.
Aye.
But much more likely or just somewhat more likely to vote for that
much
candidate?
Much more.
And last three, a candidate who votes to support Texas LGBTQ plus community. Would you be more likely
or less likely?
To vote for that candidate?
Less.
Less or just somewhat less?
Much less.
The last two, a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban.
No. That's not much.
Somewhat less or much less likely?
Much less.
Okay. And the last one, a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies.
Highlighting.
Okay. And the last few questions, do you use WhatsApp, the application, WhatsApp?
Oh, yes, I do.
And are you a part of any WhatsApp groups, or do you only use WhatsApp for direct messages?
No. Just WhatsApp is just used for international business.
And finally, I would like to ask you the last few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Not very strong.
And thinking in political terms, will you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Ebetiel.
With B, Ebetiel, okay?
Yeah.
Is that correct? Ebetiel, with three E? Okay. And now, thank you for your time.
He is employed, yeah.
I'm free? Yes?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, and thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I know that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future, yes or no?
No, that's fine.
Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us. Remember the elections in November. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you. Bye.